Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee. Cappuccino. Java. Yes.
Shalom, shalom, everyone, and welcome to the Coffee Break Hour with myself, Leah, and with Yosef. And how good is it just to be back with you this evening? Yay, I'm so excited. Can you hear the excitement? It's just filling up in my heart this evening. It's so good to be with you all again. And wow, you know, time really just flies. I feel like it's been such a long, long time ago that we've been on the coffee break with you all. But yeah, always in our hearts and always in our minds and our prayers. So welcome to the coffee break. And I just really pray that you are going to have a wonderful time with us this evening, because I know that what we're going to share and talk about is something that we all experience in our lives, and just something that the Father has really been laying on Yosef's heart for actually a few weeks, even before, you know, the coffee break sort of had that break when we went away. And yeah, it's just something that the Father's just really been laying on Yosef's heart. So we've just been praying this week, and we just know that we're going to have a great time together. So stay with us all hour long, because we're just going to be blessed in the Father's presence. So welcome to everybody tonight. So good to see all of you with us. And Yosef, welcome to you this evening.
Thank you, Leah, and thank you to everybody that joins us every week. It's so good to be back again. I'm looking forward to this evening, and like Leah said, we had a great break. I'm also looking forward to what the Father has in store for the rest of this year. I know that there is great things, Leah, I believe, in store for His children for the rest of this year and the years leading up to His return. So I'm excited. And this evening, I really pray that what we're going to discuss, that it will really, you know, speak to your heart. I think, as Leah said, it's something that's been on my heart for a couple of weeks. But I think it's something that we all go through. It's something that we all struggle with, Leah. And it's something that, you know, we don't always have the answers for it. And that's one thing I want to say this evening before we even start, like a disclaimer. I want to just say that, you know, as a ministry, we never try to turn around and say to somebody that has a question, hey, you know what? This is the answer. If I don't know the answer, if Leah doesn't know the answer, then we'll say, look, I don't know the answer, but let's go pray about it. Let's together go and ask the Father, you know, what the answer is. And this evening, I want to say that I don't have all the answers to this topic. I really don't. I think it's a work in progress as we walk with the Father, and as we grow, we get to know a little bit more. So this evening, maybe you're listening, and maybe it's going to be a topic that you're struggling with or going through in your own life, and maybe you'll have a little bit more information or a little bit more answers on this topic, because it's something maybe that you've been through more than what we've been through. So that's a good thing. But maybe we'll be able to give you some answers this evening too, and help you just, and we can learn from one another. I think that's so important, that we learn from one another as we go through this life. We're a community of believers, and we need to learn from one another. And that's so, so important. I don't have all the answers. You don't have all the answers. But together we grow and we learn. So that's just a disclaimer this evening, just to say, listen, I don't have all the answers. But what I have and what the Father's laid on my heart, I'd like to share with you this evening, in the hope that we can build one another up and bless one another.
And you never even told us what we're going to be talking about.
So this evening, what the Father's laid on my heart is, how do we deal with disappointment? How do we deal with disappointment that we face when Yahweh gives us promises and those promises don't always come true? But how do we also deal with disappointment in our family life, with our children, maybe with a loved one? Or how do you deal with disappointment from another believer that maybe didn't live up to your expectation of them? Or maybe you were disappointed by something that they did. Maybe they hurt you, or they said something to you that kind of really, you know, stuck a knife in. And how do we deal with life's disappointments? Not necessarily has to always be believers. Life is full of disappointments. You know, in our marriages, in our walk with our children, in our job, whatever it might be, life is filled with disappointments. So I really believe this evening that every single one of us that is here, that somewhere in your life you've been faced with a disappointment. And maybe right now you're sitting with disappointment. Maybe you're asking Yahweh, why am I in this situation that I'm in? And you question Yahweh and ask Yahweh, well, you know, things haven't changed. You've given me promises in my life. So where to from here? And I hope this evening that the things that we're going to talk about and the few things that maybe I'm going to throw out there and encouragement that will really bless you and help you to know that, you know, Yahweh's for us. He's really for us, and he really wants us to be the children that he's called us to be. And life's disappointments come, but how we handle those disappointments is what is important. So Aaliyah, I'm going to ask you this evening, will you please open with prayer for us?
Father, we just want to say thank you this evening that you are so amazing and that you are so good to us. And Father, that even as we sit before you with so many things sometimes in our hearts, Father, with the struggles that we go through and the pains and the hardships and the disappointments and all these things, Father, that you are with us. And right now we just pray for your wraparound presence. We pray for your wraparound love, Father, just to enfold us and to be with us and just shelter us and just be everything to us right now. And Father, we just commit this coffee break to you. And we know that we can grow. We know that we can learn. We know that we can be changed. We know that, Father, you can do amazing things in the short space of time that we are together tonight. So have your way with us, Father. Help your wisdom go forth and help our hearts be open just and sensitive, Father, to your Holy Spirit. And we just thank you for this, Father, and we give you all the glory and praise this evening. In Yeshua Mashiach's mighty name. Amen.
Amen. So, you know, Leah, before we even start this evening, I just want to share with everybody, so many times people ask us, so what's happening with the ministry? How's things going? And, you know, I wanted to just share this evening that we have, you know, been feeling on our hearts for quite a while that the ministry is going to be changing sometime soon and that we're going to be doing a lot more missions work. And this is something that's on our hearts. And we want to just ask those of you listening this evening to pray for us, that Yahweh will give us direction, that we'll know how to go about this and what it is that he wants us to do. The heart of this ministry has always been to make disciples, but also to not always be stationed just in one place, but to go out and to be the hands and feet that Yeshua wants us to be, and to go to those places where people haven't heard the gospel. So we're asking you, if you're listening this evening, please pray for us with regards to this and how the Father wants to take this forward. So like I said, this evening we're talking about life's disappointments. And you know, I think, Aaliyah, the first thing that we need to do this evening is define what disappointment or how disappointment takes place. What is disappointment? What is it about? And you know, I really believe that disappointment happens when our experience of something doesn't meet our expectations. You know, when something happens in our lives that didn't meet our expectation, oftentimes we get disappointed. Or when somebody does something in our lives that wasn't kind of what we expected to come from that person or from the situation or from the outcome. And in that situation, we get disappointed. And I think, you know, the important thing is that it happens in two basic ways. One, with people. So we can be disappointed when they don't do what they say they're going to do or when they don't act upon what they promise to do. You know, and I think this happens a lot of times with children. When fathers or even mothers, they'll promise to do something. For example, you know, when you grow up, your father might say to you, well, I promise to come to your sports game. And as a child, that's something that's really big. So you wait for your parent to come. And oftentimes parents get busy, work comes into play. And as a child, you don't always understand that. And your father doesn't arrive. So you are disappointed because your expectation wasn't met. Your expectation that was promised to you wasn't met. So you get disappointed in that time and in that place. And then, you know, your father's got to explain to you. And as a child, if that happens a lot of times, it becomes a hurt. And those hurts are what we carry with us, we know, as we grow older. So this happens. Oftentimes, I think that, you know, as believers, we have expectations of one another. We have expectations because we are a community of believers where we're trying to grow and we're trying to mature. So oftentimes, and I said this, you know, on the coffee break before, that we as believers are the only people that seem to shoot each other in the back. You know, we call ourselves an army, but we tend to sometimes shoot each other in the back because we have these expectations, and sometimes people don't always live up to our expectations. So it's not that we should be looking at people and have our own expectations. We have to have godly expectations. We can't expect something from somebody that hasn't arrived at that place yet. Maybe they're not in that space yet with the Father. Another way that disappointment happens is when someone acts outside of their character as you know it. And what I mean by this, for example, you build a relationship with somebody, or you build a relationship with your pastor or with your teacher or whoever, or even your husband, your child or whoever, And they act out of character as you know it for that person. So you are disappointed because they totally change. They kind of spin around on you and they totally change the way that they are. So we get disappointed in that. Or when things in our life don't turn out as we thought, and then we get angry with Yahweh. And this, I think, is one that I really want to talk about this evening. You know, we get disappointed with Yahweh, Elia, when we hold on to, for example, one of his promises, and then it feels like he doesn't come through. Maybe he doesn't, you know, maybe Yahweh said that he promised to comfort you. Maybe he said that he promised to protect you. Maybe he promised that he's going to guide you or even provide for you. And you know, that word provision or provide is not necessarily money. It's not necessarily in financial things. It could be in different ways to give you a hope and a future, like we spoke about a couple of weeks ago on the coffee break, to give you those promises that are found in his word. And you find yourself being promised these things from Yahweh, but it feels like you're living your life day in and day out, and you're getting older, and these promises aren't coming about. And you start to think and question yourself, and you ask yourself the questions, and I think we've all been there. What is wrong with me? What is going on in my life? Why am I not able to get to where I need to be? And we get disappointed because maybe it's not just the one person or two people or three people that say the same thing to us with regards to these promises. Maybe a pastor will say to you, you know, I feel this about your life. Maybe you pray and it's being confirmed in the times of prayer, and you're sitting and you're getting, like I said, older, and these things aren't happening. So we begin to question Yahweh and we begin to get disappointed. And we say, but Yahweh, you know, what is going on? And in those moments, the funniest thing always happens. In those moments where we are feeling like Yahweh is letting us out to dry, Yahweh's quiet. Mm-hmm. It's like we pray and we just don't get an answer. Yahweh gave us the promise, but now he's not following through. It's almost as if, you know, Yahweh says, this is what I see for your life. This is what I want for you. I want to protect you. I want to guide you. I want to give you good things, but none of these things are coming about. So we start to question. And we get disappointed with him when he acts or doesn't act in ways that are consistent with our understanding. And you know, I think that's the hardest thing for us as believers. Our understanding and Yahweh's understanding or his ways are far different to our understanding. So we base our understanding on experiences of Yahweh or how we have experienced him through our lives. And Yahweh is, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, but his character never changes. We change. Our characters change, either for the good or for the worse. But Yahweh remains the same. His love is the same. Our love tends to either be strong or at times it wanes. It gets less, depending on how our emotions are and how we're feeling. So his faithfulness also never changed. We become unfaithful, and we become the ones that seem to drift away from Yahweh in the way that we do things. And his care, I believe that Yahweh always cares for us. He always looks after us, and he always wants the best for us. The problem with us is that we tend to forget these things, and we tend to maybe also feel hurt. You know, disappointment, I don't agree, Aaliyah, necessarily that disappointment and hurt are the same things. Mm. I think disappointment leads to hurt, and it leads to scars when we don't deal with our disappointments in the way that Yahweh wants us to deal with it. So when we allow our disappointments maybe to turn over to resentment, or we allow our disappointments to turn into bitterness, that's when we get hurt and that's when we get scars. And I think a lot of times, especially, you know, with other believers or with people in our lives that hurt us, we can tend to turn that hurt into resentment. And we tend to turn around and say, well, you know what? Just wait until I get some dirt on you. Then I'm going to show you and I'm going to point, you know, I'm going to get you back for what you did to me. And Yahweh says that we shouldn't live like that. We shouldn't allow resentment to cause us to become bitter or to cause us to become people that retaliate in things.
You know, Yosef, I think that as human beings, we will all experience disappointment at some stage in our lives. It's almost inevitable, isn't it, that there's going to be some sort of disappointment along the line. And sometimes, you know, we try and fix it with kind of answers or theological thoughts that we think we should have, such as, you know, oh, I didn't get that job and I was really hoping to get it. And then someone will come along and be like, well, maybe you weren't ready for the job, or maybe your character needed some working, or maybe God's got better for you, you know, and those things all sound good, but is it always truth? You know, is Yahweh not letting you get the job because you're just not ready? Or is Yahweh not letting you get the job because he just has something better for you? And then you just don't have a job. And then for months and months and months, you go to all these job interviews and you still don't have the job. So what has he got better for you? And what is he working on? So I think that's one of the things that I realize is that as human beings, we, you know, as long as we can attach meaning to something, we can have almost control over it. So as human beings, we always want to attach meaning. We always want to attach understanding. We always want to understand, why didn't I get that job? Or why didn't that relationship work out? Or why didn't that thing happen the way that I thought it would? And so we search for those answers. And sometimes we search for them in the wrong ways. And so we end up telling ourselves, well, you know, God's got better, or, you know, there's something wrong with me, my character needs working. But then those things maybe aren't the truth. It just is. And I think that one of the things that as believers we, you know, that's so hard for us is that sometimes things just happen and there is no explanation. But I think for me, Yosef, it really hangs on two things. And that those two things is, one, is something that we've spoken about before, but it's something we talk about a lot as human beings, but do we really feel it? Is Yahweh good all the time? Is that essentially our ultimate belief? And even if we pray for someone that's dying, for example, and that person doesn't get healed, or Yahweh doesn't heal them, do we still believe that good can come from that? So two things, and I mentioned this to you last night when we were talking, is that one is the belief of God is using this for my good, or Yahweh will work this out for my good. Mm. So, you know, in that situation, say someone that you love passes away suddenly and very tragically, and it shouldn't have been. They died very young and they passed away before their time. There's, you know, God, that is not for your good. There's no ways that Yahweh did that for your good. There's just no ways, because it's not good. It's bad, and it's hard, and it's incredibly painful. So in that, there we have to hold on to Yahweh will work this out for my good. He didn't want to do this so that I would get hurt. It wasn't because I wasn't ready. It wasn't because I have a character issue. It wasn't because he's trying to punish me. It's not because I, you know, didn't fast on Yom Kippur. It's got nothing to do with any of those things. It's got to do with the fact that sometimes life just is. And that's some of the hard things that we have to almost accept as believers. The world tries to control time and control the world, and that's why there's this whole thing of, well, you know, let's freeze ourselves now so that when we die, someone can come and just inject life back into us. And we always try and have this crazy way. The world and its immorality just has this crazy way of trying to control everything through money or power or anything. And we have to almost let go of the sense that we will always understand things. And I think that's hard. That's really hard. And I know that it's really hard to trust the Father when you're disappointed. And I know that I was disappointed when I wrote my second book, because I wrote it and then it was finished and the Father said, now wait. And it was like, but what am I waiting for? You led me to write this. You gave it to me. Why am I waiting? And it was a year of waiting. And in those times, I truly felt like Yahweh had forgotten me. And I still remember thinking, I'm never going to write another book again. He's done with me. It's done. It's over. And there's no explanation. The book got published and now I'm happy. But there's no explanation for why I had to wait. And people will try and come up with one. Oh, Aaliyah, maybe you weren't ready. I was ready. Yahweh gave me a story. I was ready. You know, there was nothing that could explain that. But today I have a shalom that it just was, and Yahweh worked it together for my good. So it's got to hinge, I think, as believers. It's hard being a believer. Let's face it. Come on. Let's get real right now. Yeah. We're talking about disappointment and we don't have all the answers, but we've also got to face a reality. And that reality is that as a believer, you can either find this hard or you can find it easy. You have to trust Yahweh no matter what happens in life. That is our road as a believer. And yes, you know, I truly believe in openness and honesty with Yahweh. Don't be one of those people that when you're disappointed, you don't tell Yahweh you're disappointed. Tell him right there, Yahweh, you know, I'm really disappointed. Help me understand. Give me the wisdom. Give me the strength. Give me what I need. I'm really disappointed. Don't be one of those people that run away from him when you're disappointed because you feel guilty. Because we think we shouldn't be disappointed. Well, guilt, you know, keeps us locked up. But disappointment isn't negative. If we think about it like that, Yahweh is not reacting. Yahweh is reigning. And that one truth has set me free many times to realize that Yahweh isn't reacting. He's reigning. Yeah. So he's not reacting to my fear. He's not reacting to my doubt. He's not reacting to my anger. He's not reacting to the fact that I maybe failed today and I sinned or I slipped up today. He doesn't react. Yahweh's not like us. We react on emotion. That's not Yahweh. He's reigning. He remains the same, like you said, yesterday, today, and forever.
Awesome? It's
set me free so many times where I've really felt like, man, I was messed up and the day was messed up and it was messed up. And then I would sit and the Father would say, I would say like, oh, Yahweh, man, come on, you must be so mad. And then he's like, I'm totally not reacting to what you did today. I'm reigning. I knew that you would do this today. Did it stop me from loving you? No. Does it stop me from loving you? No. Did it stop me from saving you 17 years ago? No. Nothing that happens in our life will stop Yahweh's love from reaching us. So I truly believe in our moments of disappointment, and I've encountered many and probably will still for the next how many ever decades I'm alive, that even though it's hard and our emotions will be affected deeply, and even our thoughts, maybe even our relationships or our way that we live out our faith, it's still to somewhere inside of ourselves, hold on to one of those things that you need. Either he will work this out for my good, or this is for my good. Mm-hmm. That relationship didn't work out. Well, maybe, you know, something good will come out of it. Maybe it wasn't for me, you know, not to give ourselves these little answers that we think we need, but to hold on to the truth. And the truth is found in what he said to us many, many times as his children, that he loves us. And so he's going to work it out for our good, because the way that he sees us is through a lens of love. Mm-hmm. It's not through a way of, well, I just want to harm you. You're my kid. I don't want to harm you, you know, but I want to do what's good for you. And so I think that that's two things that we can hold on to with all of our heart.
Amen. So would you agree with me, Aaliyah, that if, for example, let's say I'm disappointed with Yahweh because he's not fulfilled one of his promises, could it be maybe that, one, I'm not understanding that promise necessarily in the way that it was given? Maybe a word was given to me and I'm trying to understand it in an incorrect way instead of in the way that it was actually meant to be. Or maybe it could also be that it wasn't a promise for me for this specific time in my life. And I'm going to touch on that after we go to a song just now and just talk about, you know, some people in the Bible that have waited for many, many years for those promises to be fulfilled. Or maybe it could also be that, you know, maybe I haven't waited long enough for it to be fulfilled. You know, so often we jump ahead and we like, you know what, I'm going to do this now. I'm going to self-fulfill this word and I'm going to jump ahead, and then things fall apart and we sit there asking ourselves, why didn't this work? And it could actually be because I didn't wait long enough for Yahweh. Or maybe, and this is one I think that we struggle with sometimes, you know, we get a word and we misinterpret words sometimes, or we hear from the Father and we think that what was said to us was a promise, but maybe it was something different. You know, maybe it was just a declaration or something else. So we have to be certain that the promises that Yahweh give us is actually promises and not something else. Because sometimes we hold on to words and we think that those are promises, and then they don't get fulfilled, and then we up with our hands and we like, you know what, Yahweh, I'm so tired, I just want to bail on this. And you know, a lot of times, I'm not necessarily talking to you guys listening this evening, but maybe to some other people, a lot of times when a believer is just saved, Yahweh speaks to them, and then something happens, like you said, maybe a death in the family, or maybe they lose a loved one, and they come back for counseling and they come and speak to, you know, somebody, and they say, well, you know what, I'm not so sure I want to worship Yahweh anymore, because if this God that you're talking about could do this to my family member, then I don't want to be, you know, involved in this. And because their faith isn't strong, and because they're hurting and they're disappointed, they move away, and they move away from Yahweh. And a lot of times people fall away from the faith because of this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to be sensitive when people are going through hard times. Mm-hmm. And not just, like you said, give an answer and be like, hey, you know what, the Bible says X, Y, and Z. We have to help people when they're going through times of disappointment.
Why do you think, like, that Yahweh will give a promise today and then maybe only fulfill it like 10 years later? What do you think is the thought behind that, Yosef? Because I know that I have promises, like, I know that these are promises, like, I know that Yahweh has given me that, you know, there's just no sign that it's going to be fulfilled, and it's already been like 2-3 years or whatever, so there might be another 20 years waiting. And then I think to myself, like, in my mind, like, I'm very relaxed about it because it's not, maybe, you know, when I first received those promises and when the Father was speaking to me, I was really excited and really thought it was going to be fulfilled then, and was really kind of rushing ahead myself and being like, yay. But now I realize I'm so relaxed about it because I released it to him. So if it happens, it happens. You know, if it doesn't, well, you know, but I know that it will, but I don't know when. But the truth is, I've kind of wondered, just in my mind, I've thought to myself, why does Yahweh give us a promise? This is, you can answer maybe during the song what you think about what I'm going to say. Why does Yahweh give a promise and then only fulfill it years later? Is it because he's trying to encourage us? Is it because he's trying to give us something to look forward to? Is it because when I'm flying on the airplane and the plane is going through serious turbulence and I think I'm going to die, I can hold on to the promise and be like, Yahweh, you didn't fulfill this one, so no, I'm not going down today? Or is it because he just wants to make us excited? I'm kind of wondering, why does Yahweh give a promise and then only fulfill it like later on in life? Is it, I don't know. It can mess you up a bit. Like, if you don't have that shalom, if you don't have that relationship with him, how do you walk through something like that? It's kind of like you coming to me and being like, we're going to get married one day. And I get so excited, and then you disappear. And then 20 years later, you rock up and you got the band, you got the suit on, you got the dominee, the guy there, and you're like, and we're doing it today.
Say, but I promise. And you're like, married, we married already. And anyway, guys, we're going to go to a song. And when we come back, we're going to answer that question that Aaliyah has posed. You know, I think it's very important that we do answer that question.
I want to hear some of the people's thoughts out there. Why do you think that Yahweh has given you a promise, or that he gives other people promises and then he... You know, he takes long to fulfill it. Come on, let me know what you think. After we listen to Jason Gray, and this is one of my favorite songs. It's called Remind Me Who I Am. Enjoy.
When I lose my way and I forget my name, remind me who I am. In the mirror, all I see is who I don't want to be. Remind me who I am. In the loneliest places, when I can't remember what grace is. Tell me once again.
Tell me, lest I forget who I am to you.
tell me, lest I forget who I am to you, that I belong to you.
Jason Gray, Remind Me Who I Am. Don't you just love that song? I really love that song because it's just this prayer to Yahweh to just remind us of who we are to Him, even in the hard times when we forget and everything. I love that song. So welcome back to the Coffee Break. And we are talking about disappointment and promises of Yahweh and what to do when, you know, things don't happen and when He gives you this promise. And before the song, I asked that question of, you know, Why? Just throwing it out there. Why does Yahweh make these promises sometimes and then only answers it so many years later? And I just love what people have been sharing, and it's really true. But Yosef, back over to you.
You know, I just want to answer, like, you know, Eliane, what you said about endurance, I believe is very, very important, because, you know, there's that scripture that says brother will hate brother in the last and final days. And it says he who endures to the end will be saved. And I really do believe that. You know, we're talking about disappointment this evening, and we're talking about, you know, not only disappointments from, you know, with Yahweh, or not from Yahweh, but with Yahweh. We were talking also, we started off and we said, you know, disappointment from fellow people, believers, brothers and sisters. And you know, I think that one of the things that we're going to have to endure and overcome is those disappointments when people who we put our faith and our trust in falls away from the faith as we get closer to the end days. And that's why endurance is so, so important. He wants us to be able to endure, and He wants us to hold tight to the promises that He's given us. You know, that these things will take place, because if we cannot endure, then how will we ever be able to get through the final days? Because He says it over and over in the Word. Blessed is he, or you know, he who endures to the end will be saved. And I think, Aaliyah, one of the most important things that we need to answer to is that time according to us and time according to Yahweh is not the same. So our time is not His time. You know, we say this, you know, in biblical circles, and we always mention it, and people say, oh, but you know, Yahweh's time is not our time. But how hard is this really to actually grasp and understand? I think it's easy for us to say, oh, but you know what, Yahweh's time is not our time. But the difference is that Yahweh lives in a realm where there is no time. We live on this earth, and our lifetime on this earth is one generation. It is one, you know, season of our lives. And after that, we're either going to die and be in hell, or we're going to be with the Father, and we're going to be with Him. So our life is kind of limited. So time for us is a big deal. Mm. Whereas with Yahweh, He doesn't live in that same, or He doesn't exist in that same sphere. So it's very difficult for us as human beings to understand when His promises take a long time. Because with Yahweh, one day is like 1,000 years. So, you know what I mean? So, we need to understand this. So, I want to talk about this. Abraham, you know, Abraham is the first person that came to mind when you asked this question. Abraham was given a promise that he was going to have a son, and then he has to wait 25 years until it's fulfilled. And you know, I think to myself, you know what, if you have a friend, eh? if you and I, Aaliyah, we're friends, and you come to me and you say to me, hey, you know what, buddy, here's a promise to you, I'm going to give you a new car, and don't worry about it, I'll come around sometime and I'll drop the car off for you, and you disappear for 25 years, what kind of friend are you? Mm-hmm. But you know, Yahweh calls Abraham a friend, and he waited 25 years until the promise came about. So, you know, there again, there's one thing. Another one is that, what about the children of Israel? You know, Yahweh tells them to wait, or He waits for 400 years, and He's waiting for the cry of His people during this time as they cry out to Him to be delivered. And you know, the funny thing is they get delivered, but then the suffering doesn't necessarily end. The suffering still continues even after they were delivered. They go into, you know, into the wilderness, and they still suffer, and they still go through a hard time even there. So to answer your question by looking at these two, I would say that Yahweh is redefining for you and I what it means to be a promise keeper. So in other words, what we think when somebody comes to you and says, hey, you know, as children, we say, hey, keep a promise. You know, pinky swear, you say all that crazy stuff. And you're like, hey, you know what, just keep a promise. But we don't, as human beings, really understand what it means when Yahweh says, I am the God of promise. I am the Elohim that makes promises with my people and I never change. So Yahweh is trying to redefine our mindset to come to a point where we understand, even though it took 25 years for Abraham, the promise came about. And look at how great that promise was, what came about from that promise that was given to him. So sometimes we think today or tomorrow, and we think selfishly, and we think, well, Yahweh's promise isn't coming about. But Yahweh's thinking for the rest of eternity, and through your life and through the promise that he gives you, there could be, like Elian said, this necessity for endurance. Why? Because the ultimate outcome of Yahweh's fulfillment of his promise is far bigger than just you. Mm-hmm. It's far bigger than just you and your little, you know, your little sphere where you are. It actually is going to go out and impact the nations and impact the world. So that's why Yahweh is trying to redefine what it means to be a promise-keeping Elohim to us, because he's not just using the one situation necessarily to impact you, but through your life and through you being faithful, waiting for that promise, it can impact a nation. Mm-hmm. And that's what Yahweh wants us to understand. He wants us, and I think, you know, that's where I was going with this evening too. Yahweh's character never changes. Yahweh is the faithful Elohim. Yahweh is the loving Father. He is the one that looks after us. Sometimes it's us that changes. We change when we get disappointed and when we get let down and when things don't happen in the time frame that we want. We change. We fall out of love. We become unfaithful. Yahweh doesn't do those things. So Yahweh's promise always remains the same. His character is always the same. His way of doing things remains the same. It's us. Mm. We change and we move away from Yahweh and we begin to get despondent and we begin to think, well, Yahweh doesn't love me. Yahweh doesn't. But Yahweh says, hey, you know what? I still love you. I just want you to understand that I'm working in you. I have the best thing in store for your life. Whether it be your husband in this world, or whether it be your wife, or whether it be the children that you might be waiting for years. You know, there's so many people that get married and they're waiting for the promise of a child. And they wait for years. And in the end, when that child is actually born and given to them, there is so much joy and fulfillment that takes place. And it impacts so much more than just the two people that were brought together in marriage. So this is what's important, and that's what Yahweh is trying to teach us. Endurance, but he's also trying to teach us that, you know what, these disappointments in this life that you're going through, whether it be through believers, whether it be through, you know, things that you're going through, it's building your character. Because if we are to be overcomers in the final days, then we need to face our disappointments, give it to Yahweh. And I think that's the thing that we don't do. We seem to either, if it's people that disappoint us, Aaliyah, then we try to retaliate. We try to, instead of doing what this scripture says, and I'm going to read it to you, Romans chapter 12 and verse 14 says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. In other words, do not try to retaliate. Don't try to attack somebody that disappoints you or hurts you or lets you down. Give it over to Yahweh. This is where our relationship with Yahweh comes into play, where we get to the point where we say, well, you know what? It's better for me to turn the other cheek. As hard as what that sounds, we have to do it. Turn the other cheek and not retaliate. State your case before Yahweh, state your case to the person, but don't retaliate. Don't persecute someone again, or don't say, you know what, I'm going to take vengeance on that person. It's very, very dangerous to do that. Another thing is, don't play over your disappointments. In other words, maybe the word that I'm looking for here is rehearse or regurgitate your disappointment. You know, oftentimes we get disappointed and then we wallow in those disappointments. And Yahweh doesn't want us to do that. We kind of, you know, play it over in our minds, and it becomes, like I said, bitterness, and it becomes places where we struggle. And Job chapter 5 and verse 2 says this: to worry yourself to death with resentment would be foolish. It's a senseless thing to do. Ephesians 4:31 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. So when we go over disappointment in our mind over and over again, it just becomes bigger, it becomes more negative, and we become more discouraged. You know, it's dangerous to do that.
What about, you know, one of the things that I wanted to mention was when we get disappointed with ourselves. And sometimes we get disappointed with ourselves, and I know many people do, because they want to live a holy life, or they want to, you know, practice that intimacy with the Father, and, you know, they'll not be where they think that they need to be, or they won't be hitting that mark like they want to be hitting. And sometimes then they get the frustration happens, you know, you get frustrated with yourself and let down, you know, like you. No, I'm disappointed with myself. I shouldn't have reacted like that or anything. And maybe sometimes that happens to us so that we can learn what the flip side of that really is. And the flip side of that is that we are always accepted and always loved by the Father. And that should teach us so much more about grace, because Yahweh, exactly that isn't, you know, we always talk about the be holy because I am holy and reach for that spiritual maturity. But that's a lifelong journey. It's not going to happen sort of today or overnight. It's going to be this lifelong journey. And there's many different facets to it, many different sides to it. And so it's a journey and a walk and a process. And Yahweh still loves us. He's not, I don't believe that he's, you know, going to get super mad and angry just if we slip up over a hurdle and be like, Yahweh, I'm sorry. I messed up. And we get frustrated and we get guilty and we get shameful and we put upon ourselves all those things that we shouldn't. And we really should just learn about what the flip side of that looks like. And what the flip side of that looks like is grace. And Yahweh extending grace to us. And because he extends it to us and we feel it and we know it, we can extend it to others. And, you know, I think of like a parent who kind of gets upset with a child because a child is acting up and then reacts towards that child in a way that actually the parent shouldn't act, and then feels that conviction or that guilt and is like, wow, Yahweh, I'm really sorry. You know, I should not have done that. And you get frustrated at yourself or disappointed. It's about going to the Father and repenting before him and helping, letting him help you, you know, show the flip side of Yahweh's grace is upon you to do better, but then showing that grace to your child and extending that grace to someone that was hurt in and through the way that you reacted, which maybe you shouldn't have reacted. And I think, like I said, there's so many different facets of that. And I think that we let ourselves down sometimes. We struggle to overcome things, and then we participate in behavior that we don't want to. And we just act out in that way. And then it's really is about then going to the Father and saying, Abba Father, I really just need you in this, and I'm sorry in that. And being able to overcome that with his grace, and then kind of, you know, pouring that grace out onto other people.
You know, Leah, I was going to ask that question. What are we meant to do then with our disappointments? You know, who do we go to when we are disappointed, or who do we cry out to? And, you know, one of the worst things that we could do is go to someone else and have a kind of what we call a pity party. That's not what Yahweh wants us to do. Yeah, we should confide maybe in others, but before we confide in others, we should take a lesson out of the book, you know, and out of the Bible. And one of the people that faced a lot of disappointment in their life was Moshe. You know, Moshe was so disappointed by the things that the people did. You know, people were murmuring and grumbling, and they were trying to overthrow him, and they were doing so much. And you know, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 15, verse 25, then Moses cried out to Yahweh. He didn't go anywhere else, but he cried out to Yahweh, and he called upon Yahweh and told Yahweh how he felt and gave his disappointments and everything that he was struggling with over to Yahweh. You know, sometimes we run to all kinds of other things first instead of running to Yahweh first and are saying to Yahweh, I am disappointed. I'm crushed. I'm hurting. I'm confused. I don't really know what's going on. And asking Yahweh to help us, you know, instead of, you know, like I said, sitting and nursing our disappointments, rather let Yahweh nurse our disappointments. You know, I started and I said that Yahweh is our comforter, he's our protector, and he's our guide. And you know, the Ruach is called the comforter. He is the one that leads us into all truth. So when we are disappointed, you know, Yeshua said, I don't leave you as orphans. I leave my spirit with you so that he would guide you into all truth, so that he would be your comforter, so that he would be the one that helps you. So when we don't have answers, we have to pray and ask the Father to help us, and his spirit will comfort us and will give us those answers that we need for these situations. And another thing, you know, in 1 Peter, it says this, 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, it says, let him, Yahweh, have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you. Not just a little bit, Aaliyah, he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Every single thing that concerns your life, Yahweh knows about it, he cares about it, even though you think he doesn't. Tonight I want to tell you, brother and sister, if you're listening to this and you feel like Yahweh's left you, take this scripture as a promise and let me read it to you again. It says, let him, Yahweh, have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Every single thing. So I want to ask you this evening, as you listen to us talking to you, I want to ask this question to you, and I want you to not answer it on this chat. I want you to answer it before Yahweh this evening. What disappointments in your life are making you feel like you want to give up? What disappointments in your life are causing you to be stagnant? What disappointments in your life are causing you to struggle maybe in your walk with the Father, or to struggle to understand what the Father is trying to do in your life at this present time? Those are things I want you to think about this evening. And the last thing that I have to say, Aaliyah, from my side is this. Maturity, you know, we talk about maturity, we talk about the covenants, and we talk about the importance of maturing, but maturity is living by our commitments. So if we've said in our heart that I'm committed to this walk with the Father, then we have to live by those commitments and not by our feelings. You know, our feelings, they fail us often because we live in this world and people disappoint us and things happen, but we have to live based on our commitment to the Father and based upon the promises found in His Word. And you know, the scripture says this, and I was really blessed by this scripture, and I'm going to read it to you from the Good News Bible. It says this, whoever believes in Him will not be disappointed. Whoever believes in Him will not be disappointed. So when we believe in Yahweh, even though people disappoint us, even though we don't always understand what He's doing, but when we believe in Him and we walk by faith and not by sight, then truly, brothers and sisters, we will not be disappointed, because in due season and in His time, those promises will come about and you will be richly, richly blessed by what He does for you. So Aaliyah, I want to ask you this evening, do you have, I know that you said that you had another scripture that you wanted to share with us.
Yes. You know what? I actually, my Bible, thanks to me. Thanks, Joseph. My Bible was actually falling because, you know what? My cat has just commandeered my entire seat. So I actually don't have a place to sit. Okay. But you know what? That's what cats and animals do. And so they're just crazy like that. I don't know. Maybe he just wants to be on the coffee break this evening. You know what?
I think he does.
When I was thinking of disappointment, I was really, really actually just thinking today when I was just praying about it and thinking, Abba Father, there's so many people in the scriptures that really encountered disappointment, like many people that encountered disappointment. But one of the people that really stood out to me that encountered it was Samuel. And the thing that moved me and that the Father was reminding me of again was how Samuel was just chosen by Yahweh to be a prophet. And then the people come to Samuel and say to him, no, well, you know what? We want a king to rule over us. And we know the story, and we know that Samuel then goes and he anoints the first king, and Yahweh tells him to anoint the first king, and he anoints Saul. But Saul is great at the beginning, but he's not so great towards the end, and some even in the middle and three quarters of the way through. And there comes this point in 1 Samuel 15, and it's in verse 35, which actually says, then Samuel mourned for Saul, and he mourned for him for many days. And this happens straight after Saul actually does not carry out Yahweh's word. And the word was that Saul actually had to kill Agag, King Agag, and all of his people. And Saul doesn't do that. He leaves Agag alive, and his queen, who we know escapes and goes and is actually pregnant. And so Agag, then Samuel has to kill Agag, and Saul is just caught up in all this disobedience, and he's just, you know, totally lost the plot, and he's paranoid, and there's a tormenting spirit, and he's jealous over David, and things are just really bad. And it actually says that Samuel mourned for Saul for a very, very long time. And I think that the reason why was not only, you know, sometimes we associate mourning with grief and loss, but it can also be because of disappointment. Your heart is thrown into this place where Samuel is looking at who Saul could have been. And I think that that's the hard thing sometimes, like you said earlier on, where you have this reality where you see people, you know people, even your family members or whoever, and you know who they can become. You know, and you see, you know, what the Father has for them or how they can do better, and you really try and help them, but it doesn't work out that way. And you face a disappointment. And I believe that Samuel was truly mourning for Saul because there was such a disappointment. And because, you know, there was just disappointment upon disappointment, and Saul didn't really become the person he was created to be. But, you know, straight after this, I don't know how long Samuel was mourning for, but straight after this, you know, in 1 Samuel 16 verse 1, the father actually says to Samuel, he says to him, how long will you mourn for Saul? Mm. Now get up and go and take your anointing oil and your horn and go and anoint someone that I'm going to show you. You know, and I think sometimes it's like you said, we face these disappointments and these hard times in life, but it can really cause us to be in a really bad place if we just stay in that place. If we stay in that place of disappointment, and suddenly it turns to bitterness, and it turns to grief, and it just turns to so many things that we don't actually really, really want to be there. And so I think that Yahweh, he's not going to say that to all of us. He's not going to be like, hey, just get up and just get over your disappointment. No, but I think that Samuel was stuck in this place for a very, very long time. And he was just mourning what could have been based on his understanding of how it should have been and all the letdowns and the disappointments. And yet Yahweh says, you know what? I'm working out everything for the good. And there Samuel then goes and anoints David, who becomes a mighty king and a foreshadow of the Messiah who would come. And so, again, for me, it was almost as though the Father was saying, there will be those times, there will be those moments, but you know what? I will work it out for the good. I have it's not a backup plan. Yeah, we always saw that, you know, Saul was going to fail. It was ultimately going to happen, and he knew that. And so he got Samuel to go and anoint David. And that was part of Yahweh's plan. Everything is part of his plan. It doesn't catch him off guard. And I really, really want to end off with saying the following scripture. And it's found in Isaiah 14:27. And I was trying to get there before my cat just took over my seat and just, you know, came and wanted to do the coffee break. It says this, For Yahweh of hosts has purposed, and who shall disannul what he is going to be doing? His hand is stretched out, and no one shall be able to turn it back. You know, Yahweh's plans just never ever fail. And one of the things that comforted me truly in my life is a scripture, a promise that he gave me that said that I'm not a man that I change my mind, and I'm not the son of man that I should lie. Whatever he has promised, he will do. Whatever his plans are, they will happen. No one can disannul it. No one can break it. No one can stop it from happening. Whatever he plans for any of our lives, those things will happen. Those things will be. And so we can rest in that and know that if he has a plan for your life tonight, I really pray, and he does. We know he has a plan for your life tonight, whatever that may be. I pray tonight that you will just have that peace, have that shalom, and just know that he is going to work it out for your good, no matter what's going to be happening, because that's probably the journey that we all have to walk just to get to that point of knowing that he will work this out for my good, or he is doing it for my good, even when we don't understand. And I think that that's the journey that we are going to be on for the rest of our lives. And so as we come to the end of our coffee break this evening, we want to play you our final song called Believer by Rhett Walker. And you know what? When we come back, I think that we should just pray together. And maybe if you're facing a moment of disappointment, or a season of disappointment, or a relationship of disappointment, or I don't know, a internal struggle of disappointment, you can just, you know, write there me. You on the chat and just say, hey, that's me, pray for me. You don't have to tell us what it is, and so that we can just lift you up in prayer. Don't carry that burden on your own. Don't just hide it down and say, hey, that wasn't me. And no one thinks any less of anyone, because we all face disappointments. So if you just want someone to pray for you this evening, just say, yeah, me, you know, pray for me. And yeah, we will do that when we come back after the song.